18th parak of Kehilim, 9th Mishnah. Mito shenignev chetzio, oy ovad chetzio, a bed that was half of it was stolen or got lost. Oy chalkuo achim or shutfim, or split up between brothers that got it as a yerusha, as inheritance, or partners that split up the partnership. Tahira, because it is not in a situation that they were planning to put it back together again. Hichziruho. If they did decide to put it back together again, then it's mekabel tuma just from now on. Mita mitame chavilo mitaheres chavilo divrav Elezer. Elezer says that it's mita is mitame chavilo and mitaheres chavilo. There's perushim in this. Yeah. So mitame chavilo pashis means that if part of the bed got disconnected from other parts of the bed. For example, a leg got moved from the bed. So, if that leg became tame, then it's going to be metame. You have this leg plus one of the beams, the narrower beam of the rectangle of the bed. If that leg gets tame, then the beam that's together with it gets tame also, because since lemaisa, it's part of a whole bed, didn't break in a fashion you can't put it back together again, so it's still considered a kli, and therefore which every piece that becomes tummy, anything that's connected to it will also be tummy. Teretz chavila means that if you are toivel that part by itself without the whole mita also, it will be considered one unit. And enough of a unit for tefillah to help. They say that no, that when you have this piece of the bed, which is composed of two parts, since you don't have the whole bed as one unit, so you have all or nothing. Either you look at the whole bed as one unit, or if it's parts, you have to do each part independently. But if you have a leg connected to one of the beams, then you cannot be metame the way it is. You have to separate the leg from the beam before you toivel it. And also when you matire them, you have to matire each one independently. This is the way the Rav explains this Mishnah.